Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Dick Gaffney's here, too. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Stephen Gaffney Company. He's the author of a number of books on honesty, because he's an honesty expert. Just Be Honest is one. Also, Honesty Sells is another, and I'm sure there are four or five others that we've talked about on the show. Oh, yeah, there it is. Honesty Works. That's another one. You're starting to get the picture here, folks, right? He helps companies like yours and mine, people like you and me, understand that honesty is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always, Stephen. And one of the things I was telling the audience before you got here is that you would help us do today is get ourselves started off on the right foot this year by focusing on things that are will help us become successful, but not things that typically are seen as success indicators like money and stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's many drivers of human behavior, but money really is not one of them. Now, many people might say, but I am motivated by money. No, money's an enabler. It's not a driver.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, one of the key drivers of human behavior is growth. Most people, one of their keys to success is always feel like they're growing. And mm-hmm. a good example of where people, you could see where this doesn't happen, is sometimes when people retire and they don't have a next step, you'll see that they lose their motivation. In some cases, people, they just lose their will to live.
That's right.
That sounds very morbid, but I think the point is we need to grow in life. And in a small business, it's always important for us to feel like we're moving forward.
Is another word for growth accomplishment, or how about even contribution?
Yes, you could look at it that way. The only challenge I have with wiring or connecting that with growth is that many people accomplish great things, but inside they don't feel like they're growing. So the reality is it's most important to how we feel inside related to those issues. So well, yes, contribution is key.
Well, the reason I said that is because you and I are business owners, and so we think about growth.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, that's not the stick that they use, the measuring stick, because they don't, you know, growth against what? You know what I mean? You and I can grow our businesses 15% this year over last year, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of people who don't have that kind of measurement, they might, you know, and I agree, contribution is what you do for other people, I guess, but accomplishment, you know, I think I have a friend who wrote a piece called "In Praise of Achievement." So I guess all I'm getting at is, you know, if somebody wants to call it achievement, maybe instead of growth, that's okay too, isn't it? Something like that.
Sure, and there's a lot of ways to look at it, but I think one of the ways is ties to us, you know, when we're running businesses, but as well as just everyday folks, is to use our accomplishment, to use how we're growing, and actually that can be a key to success in figuring out why we're not growing and accomplishing in other areas.
Right.
In fact, that's one of the things we have outlined with jumpstarting the new year, and we can go into that if you'd like.
No, I would like that. The thing that I would like to point out here, though, is that when you talk about these things, small business owners get this, Stephen, as you know, because we go into business for ourselves to find some financial success, no question about it. But we don't get that every day. We don't find that every day. We don't have financial success every day. Maybe not even every year. Sometimes maybe not for a long time. But we still can find happiness if we feel like we're making a difference. We're accomplishing something. We're growing, as you say.
Yes, and I think there's also other drivers. So some people might say, well, accomplishment's important to me, growth is important, contribution is important, but there's also other things that are important. So another key driver of human behavior is freedom, independence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can take an historical point of view on this, and you can see that human beings since the beginning that we were here, always sought freedom, autonomy, and expansion, you could say. Mm-hmm. And so that's important because when we think about, you know, when you meet a lot of people who run a small business, a lot of it is seeking independence, you know, and freedom. But here's the catch. How often have you heard somebody who runs a small business who says, oh, I work all the time, I'm struggling? They forget one of the key reasons that had to start the business. So it's so important that we remember what drove us to start it.
That's right.
And make sure that's part of our everyday life. What got us here will actually potentially propel us to the next step.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that I has helped me over the years, Stephen, whenever I've been up against the toughest times, whenever I've had some real challenges, I just reminded myself that the good news is this big, hairy, audacious challenge that maybe that's eating me alive right now, it belongs to me.
Yes.
I'm not doing, because I've been under those kinds of, under that kind of pressure for somebody else's challenge. And it still felt the same on me, but it didn't belong to me. This one belongs to me, and if I fix it, the solution belongs to me too. That kind of ownership, it connects to freedom. I think that's one of the things that keeps me going when things are tough.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? It's about how we look at things and making sure that we're continuing to grow and seeking freedom. Another big driver of human behavior is seeking significance. And what I mean by that is the feeling that we want to be somebody, that we want to, what did Steve Jobs say, make a dent in the world,
right,
or the universe? We all want to say that actually we counted. But here's the trick to this. Often we forget when we're running a small business that we are making a difference. And to your point, we have to remember and we have to take ownership of it. You know, Jim, one of the things I was talking to an audience the other day about is to assume. People say, don't assume. I actually believe certain assumptions propel us to success. And one of them is to assume that everything is our fault. Why is that? Because that puts us in the driver's seat to figure out the solutions. If we assume that somebody else owns it, that it's somebody else's problems, we can become disconnected. But if we say, you know what, everything in life, of course everything in life is not our fault, but if we take that as an assumption, it'll actually start to generate ideas on how to move forward in our life.
The military has a way of saying that. When you're an officer in the military, they teach you that you're responsible for everything your unit does or fails to do.
I like that.
And if you start out with that North Star, so to speak, it makes a difference. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about these drivers, and it will help you and me have a more successful 2013 after these messages with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.